Gospel for December 22 is Luke 1, 46 to 56, the Magnificat. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, what Mary is doing here is praise. Praise is a very exalted way of praying, where we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit brings us to an awareness of truths about God, and we proclaim them. As we do that, the Spirit inhabits us in a deeper and deeper way, so that we participate of this communion with God. So praise is so important. I encourage you, when you wake up in the morning and open your eyes, first of all, open up to the Spirit in prayer and praise God. The truth that you proclaim, moved by the Spirit, will become deeper and deeper in your being, the way of your life. Now, this proclamation of Mary occurs as a response to the words of Elizabeth at the visitation. This is important because God wants us to be community, and we help each other to come into praise. The praise of Elizabeth elicited in the soul of Mary another praise. This is called the Magnificat, and it's a prayer that all priests and religious praise every day in the afternoon, in the evening prayers. It's a thanksgiving in glory of God. Now, notice that Mary speaks about the mercy of God coming forth and lifting up the poor, the hungry. He has filled the hungry with good things. The rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. Well, Mary lived many trials. And after this proclamation of praise, she still had to run away to Egypt with Joseph and the baby, and she had to be at the foot of the cross in Calvary. But nothing made her lose her faith, and this is important. She not always saw the effects in a practical way of the justice and the mercy of God coming forth, but she believed, and she was faithful. And this is our vocation. Notice also that she remained with Elizabeth 3 more months. She came at the 6th month, 6 plus 3, 9. So she was there until the birth of John. She helped Elizabeth, and then she had to go back to Nazareth to have her own baby, Jesus Christ, which then, as you know, she could not have in Bethlehem because of the census. She had to go back south again and this time to Bethlehem. May this glory of Christmas touch your life. And if you are having any difficulties this Christmas, as Mary did, don't stop believing and praising the Lord as she did. God bless you.